morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you.
Yes,
you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Now, Dutch, I think this brings up a valuable question. At what age did you start twerking?
I was a born twerker, man.
False. 15 was the correct answer.
Oh, I
take a point away from Dutch.
Man,
take a point
away. What?
I'm marking it down.
You can't. I'm the one who can do that.
You're wrong.
Well, I wrote it down.
It's written down.
It's analog this week.
Damn it.
Listen, your quarterly report is not going to be good, Dutch. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's a negative 1 point.
You might try to put fives for yourself, but don't even bother.
All right, ask me another question. I'll get this one right.
No, I'm not.
No, you're done.
No, that's
you're mad at me because I got that one.
My quarterly report is only one question. It's always
It's
always about twerking.
And he asks it every quarter.
I ask the same question, and the answer is always what I say it is.
Oh, okay.
Watch, Sean, at what age did you start twerking?
15.
Look, boom, that's 5. You get a 5 on your twerking report. Next quarter.
Well, how does he get +5 and I get -1?
Boop, boop. Oh,
okay, -2, smartass. Want to make it -3?
That's not fair.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in touch via social media. And don't forget to do hashtag Hippo Board, which shit, I have to take a picture. I forgot, I haven't done that yet.
You're
big
just getting
dumbass.
Mad about that.
You're fired.
Today is July 30th, 2014. You're listening live to Hippo Juice on morelikeradio.com/live if you want to join the chat room or on TuneIn. Just search for More Like Radio. You can hear us live. And, of course, subscribe to the RSS feed at morelikeradio.org.
Or subscribe.
Joined, as always, by Sean, Registered Sex Offender Warders.
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
Marie Lopez.
Why does Sean always get to go first before me?
Because he's on the right of me.
And he's more important.
Yes. Also that.
You may be taller, but that does not make you more important.
And Joel the Laser Van Wingerden.
Speaking of unimportant.
I need to take a shower.
You look like you do. You look smelly.
Smell bad.
Yeah, you look like you smell bad.
Sweating my ass off today.
And joining us, the famous Cousin Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show.
Hollywood Joe Coletta.
Hollywood Joe Coletta.
I'm neither of those things, but thank you. Hi.
He can't be heard exclusively on More Like Radio Thursday evenings.
I got my Joe worked out, and Joe's to the right, and I got Sean in the front and Royce to the side. I'll be listening to the Hippo Juice.
You like it?
To the Hippo Juice.
It's pretty good.
Why? I think someone's got a new promo.
Yep. All afternoon. Boom.
Wait, was that live or did you just play that?
No.
I just did that.
She just did that live.
I've been doing that all day, bro.
Wow. She spits really practicing your pipe.
All day.
She spits off the dome. Dutch, you don't even understand how much of Iggy Azalea she knows already. I think you should give him a treat. I think you should just a little.
Full surprise.
No, no, three seconds. 3 seconds.
No disclosure.
She's rocking it.
Up until the live event.
None.
All right, fair enough. Live event August 9th. Montclair, New Jersey, Just Jakes.
And just so you know how ingrained our friend Joe Coletta is in the 90s, he had no idea what Iggy Azalea was, what fancy was, or that I was doing it, and I had to explain it to him.
What? I do believe I know what the word fancy means.
Oh, okay.
Not the song.
No. It's got nothing to do with sticking in the 90s. I just don't listen to shit music. It's terrible.
What do you mean? This is awesome.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
By the way, Joe, want to hear my knock-knock joke?
Uh-oh.
I guess if I have to.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who dat?
Oh, God. Who dat? Who?
Who dat? Who dat? Now do that. Do that.
Doesn't even make any sense.
It made all the sense in the world to me.
No, it didn't.
Put that paper over all. I thought you knew that. Knew that.
It's really rough, Joe.
I know.
I feel your pain, bro.
It's day and night with these guys. These guys are troopers.
By the way, our pal, even Joe Coletta, was on in the top 100 comedy albums on Amazon. And
I don't.
And he was. Hey, I Joe! Saw it.
Fuck yeah.
Woo! Joe!
That is amazing.
Thank you.
How did you tap that?
I have no idea.
Why that music, though? It's weird.
Why not that music?
It's very celebratory.
Okay, I get it. Fucking Boardwalk Empire, relax.
Instead of my excited button, I do that now.
I felt good for 3 seconds, and everyone started laughing at me.
And
laughing at the music. Stupid song.
I know. It's an odd choice.
I think it's really good.
It's funny because it's a love song, asshole.
It was number 12 in spoken word, right, Joe Coletta? Am I correct by saying that?
Actually reached number 3 in
spoken
word.
Okay.
Actually, of course, I had to brag and be arrogant, so I put screenshots of that on the Facebook page.
Vince you should.
Mail calls. But yeah, and then...
It's awesome. That's
Amazon's
great.
Weird, though. It updates every hour, so like as of now, I'm probably, you know, number 4,000, whatever, not on any
list. So for at least an hour, you were number...
Yeah, that's all I care about.
Well, he got bumped out because NSYNC had like the biggest hits release album this morning.
That'll do it.
Sorry, I think you're stuck in the 90s, Marie.
Stuck in 98 degrees.
I'm not stuck. I'm right where I need to be.
Yeah.
Back streets back. All right.
I'm down with this.
Oh, but my God. They're NSYNC back.
NSYNC had a new album out.
No, yeah. It's not. I mean, it's
the greatest hits.
Yeah, it's remastered and
it's like,
beautiful.
Hey, remember all those awesome NSYNC songs?
No.
What if we republished them?
Hey, remember when Justin was even more beautiful than he is now?
No.
No, he gets better with age.
I know, it's weird.
He's a fine wine.
Speaking of fine wine, Marie.
Justin Timberlake is
hot. Speaking of fine wines. Okay, so I got real excited earlier today because at work, I work for now like...
Yes.
I work for a restaurant company that shall be renamed nameless.
Yeah.
But apparently we have a master.
They were named something, but now they're renamed nameless.
Right.
Better.
We have a master sommelier like that's just like on the premises.
Now, is he the king of all the pirates?
Yes.
Ah,
no,
I get it.
You jest. You jest, sir.
I am jesting.
But I had to look up what a master sommelier is. There are only 219 of them in the universe.
Now, what is that?
He's the top Somalian. He gets to eat all the skinnier ones.
Right. Mogadishu is the capital of Somalia.
It is.
So there is such a thing as a master sommelier exam.
And then they hijack Tom Hanks. And then SEALs Team 6 or whatever had to go save them or something?
Right. And you can buy like AK-47s for $25.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad deal. Well,
because they can't eat AK-47s. They need food, not guns. Sorry, Marie. What were you saying about wine?
So this dude has spent his whole life, like only 10% of dudes that like apply to do this master sommelier program.
Now, can you explain what a sommelier is?
A sommelier is an expert wine connoisseur that knows how to pair wines with food.
So, okay, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. So when you're doing sommeliers, whatever, there's like levels of examination. So like they have a level 1, which is an introductory course, and then all the way up to level 4, which is the master sommelier diploma.
You control metal with your mind at level 5.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
You become Magneto.
You become, well, essentially, yeah. I mean, not as powerful as him, but like smaller objects, like forks and stuff, you could control.
Okay. No, but this is no joke, dudes.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
This is no
I
joke.
I never joke about X-Men.
Yeah,
guys,
bro.
They're super
I've
serious.
I've never joked about X-Men.
Not once.
They're super serious about this. I mean, it's like on the level of if you're a doctor, you have an oath to take. Like, you have to honor the Master Sommelier, like, code and guidelines.
Like
and
Knights of the Round Table?
There's a fucking guild, dude. There's a guild. Jesus. Once you're in it, you're in it for life.
Sommelianic oath?
Yeah. I was dead serious. I was, like, obsessed with this. Like, the whole last hour of work, I was just reading up on it. It was work-related because he's, you know, on our site. So... But dude, like they have just the hardest level course where they just make you like make up shit about like what
now, Marie
goes
found,
well with
Marie
other
found
stuff.
One of them on Twitter.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. So of course I asked the hard hitting questions.
Go for it.
My tweet was, sir, tonight's taco night. Have you ever found a wine that pairs well with a taco?
There's no way he actually paid attention.
Yeah,
to that.
He answered.
He paid attention and he answered, my taco question. Let me pull it up because Royce put me on
the
spot.
He actually had an answer with a real wine.
He had a real wine answer
this
for
guy,
my taco.
It's not there, yeah, it's called beer. The answer's beer.
Yeah.
Danny wants to know, at what level do you learn that there is no spoon?
Oh, no, bro. That's only first off.
Yeah, that's
only
the advanced
one.
Course.
Yeah.
He said a Riesling or a Gruner. I don't even know what a Gruner is.
You know, like Harry Connick Jr. Like he's a Gruner.
No, it's a Gruner.
Here, this guy's a Gruner right here. No, he's Gruning right now.
No, it's a Guido.
I feel like Joe's going to get murdered in the back of a diner when this song he's playing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it reminded
me of.
It
does sound like a mob scene.
Like at the end of a mob movie, just shooting him up.
Really does.
With their Tommy guns.
And all the footsteps and guns are muted, but it's just that music gear.
Right. It's artistic because it's old.
So... Not Popo only
man, he was a genius.
No, he wasn't.
So guys, there are only 200.
Well, his daughter, she was just kidding. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Guys,
sorry.
You guys are not understanding the magnitude.
Go back to your Somalians.
You're not understanding the magnitude of this. I have on hand in the office one of 219 people that could answer any of your wine questions. Any of them.
You know how many I have? None.
That's actually kind of handy.
What?
I don't know when I would ever use it, but just knowing that you have it there.
I am planning on walking over to his office on a regular basis.
Hey, what's a good wine to pair with Jolly Ranchers?
I am just going to make him sommelier the shit out of everything. No, he has to because he took an oath.
He took a fucking oath.
He took a fucking oath, and he's part of a guild. The Guild of the Drunk Masters.
I don't know.
He's a tank, though, so he aggros a lot.
I haven't seen his office, but I think I know which one it is because I was walking down a hallway one time, and I walked by an office that was just filled with wine bottles. Like, ridiculous. I'm like, that's not appropriate in a workroom.
Hey, what did you walk into the Trusters for Hot Studios? All right, guys?
There's a studio?
Sorry.
Up top. So, yeah. So, anybody, if you ever need, like, direct, you know, talk.
Nobody needs this, Marie.
I am so going to use that.
Dude.
Because I had a gay roommate for a couple of years, and he never took
it. It's called a boyfriend, Dutch. It's called, it's 2014.
No.
You can say boyfriend.
Never even tried to make it.
Not just not even the tip.
Hurt my feelings.
You were probably upset
but no, he
about
was
that.
My wine connoisseur for a while because he was all into that nonsense too. But if you have a guy who isn't, you know, inside of a guild, I'm sure he's 15 levels above Sean.
Their guild is so few and far between. On the website for Master Sommeliers, his name is listed when he joined it.
What's the Twitter so our fans could send serious questions about pairings?
Oh yes.
Oh,
the Twitter you work on, because we'd love to know.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Because I might have some pepperoni pizza, pepperoni za later, and I want to know what wine to match it with.
But it's only a tombstone pizza.
I need to know what wine.
Oh. Does that matter?
This particular one, but there's 219 of
I
them.
I want this guy.
At the wine expert.
At the wine. Okay, that's pretentious. Wine expert.
He got at the wine expert? That's
He can be pretentious because he's one of 219 master sommeliers.
I don't know what we're talking about. Maybe he wants to call in. I would love to speak to this wine expert.
What's a fancy way of saying the best wine, Marie? You tell me. I'm trying to compose a tweet here. What do I say instead of the word wine? Like, what's the best? What
pairing.
Would you call?
Pairing.
Bouquet? A bouquet of wine? Or
pairing.
Vino. Just say vino.
Vino. No. Oh, yeah.
Like, say, like, what pairs well with, and then insert whatever it is you're trying to...
Just don't get me fired.
What pairs with, well...
Oh, wait, should I not tweet him then?
Anal.
Just don't get me fired.
Let's not tweet him.
I'm not
going
to mention you.
Well, let's proofread your tweet first.
No one's going to mention you.
I was going to write, what's the best wine to have with Asian pussy?
Oh, whoa!
That's...
And the answer is a white.
If he's a true expert, he'll be professional, but he may ignore
It's going to be sake.
Hot?
Hot sake.
Well, yeah, you drink it warm, it fucks you up faster.
At the one, somebody, I want to get at the radio expert.
I'm so excited.
Check and see if it's, you better hurry up, Royce.
Do it now. Get it. Dennis is doing it too, so you got to do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
Do you think that they have a song?
No.
Who?
The Guild.
I don't know, but probably. There it is.
Is it this one?
It might be. So.
If it's a wine guild, it's probably Billy Joel crashing into someone's house.
Listen to that voice. Angelic.
No, it's weird.
No,
that guy hates all the blacks.
Royce, I think it's available.
I think you should really appreciate it.
I Googled it. Nothing came up.
Get me at the radio expert, somebody. I can't do it right now because I'm rocking an amazing show and entertaining millions of people. But yeah, get me at the radio expert.
I don't think you're doing either of those things.
No.
You know what, Dutch? You can't sound, you sound kind of smug. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Dutch Pedophile Club to fight their ban at the European Court of Human Rights.
What?
The Dutch Pedophile Society is planning to...
Wait, is it for or against pedophilia?
For.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's definitely for.
It's definitely for.
So it's version of... what's it called?
NAMBLA.
Here?
NAMBLA.
Yeah, yes. I almost said NAMBLA.
A much more straightforward name, I guess.
The Dutch Pedophile
Society.
You're right. It sounds like
they don't really beat around the bush.
They sound like DC comic evil villains.
No, we could go with the man boy love angle. Let's just say we're pedophiles.
Meanwhile, at the Pedophile Society,
not even an acronym.
First of all, it's an association, not
like not the National Basketball.
Right.
They took it on LLC.
The Dutch. There's a lot of liability, ironically, though. The Dutch Pedophile Society is planning to appeal their case at the European Court of Human Rights after being banned by the Supreme Court in the Netherlands last April. The club's lawyer has announced that the case will be put to the European judges no later than October this year. The Dutch Pedophile Society has been advocating legal and social acceptance of sexual relations between adults and children in the Netherlands since 1982. My birth year.
All right.
Actively seeking a coincidence. Actively seeking a platform for their ideas engaging the press and initiating political discourse on the topic. Okay.
Political discourse.
Who's pro pedophile?
Pedophiles.
Okay. NAMBLA.
I'm pretty sure just that association. I mean, if there's anyone on the outskirts, I think they would join the association.
Want to be on the outskirts?
I'm for this. Girls. I don't want to join, though.
Little girls.
Last April, the Supreme Court of the Netherlands ruled that the Dutch Pedophile Society's existence
is sexy.
Was a threat to public order.
I got my boner out and my child is tight. Whoa.
Whoa.
What? Joe Christ, Marie.
I'm tapping out.
I didn't think I would enjoy singing Marie tonight, but that was good.
Because it was fucking dark. Emphasize the forbidding a club should only be considered under extreme circumstances under democratic law. The Supreme Court argued that an exception needed to be made in the order to protect children. Although in general, great caution must be taken when banning a society, the unusually serious actions of the society.
The unusually serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that required as much seriousness as they gave it.
Which are geared towards removing potential barriers for those seeking sexual relations with children. These people are crazy.
This is just unusual that we're not letting men fuck boys.
Because they should.
It is a little unusual, I know, but we're just trying to.
They were doing it for thousands of years.
They had to take a vote on this?
Yes, right.
They had to vote.
They had to hold a meeting?
Yes, we're going to
release the names of the people who were against it.
Do you understand that the government had to pay for bagels for them to eat that morning while they decided this? It's fucking terrible. The fact that one penny of tax dollars had to be spent to go. I bet you it wasn't even a unanimous vote. One guy was like, well, I mean.
All right, gentlemen, who's for it? Who's against it?
I.
What are we talking about again?
Hi.
The boy fucking.
But you know what, though? Those bills are always terrible because it's like, are we pro boy fucking? Oh, there's two addendums on it. We're also going to build 7 schools and feed homeless.
Right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
All right. I guess we're going to pass this one through.
Oh, shit.
Those kids need homes and food.
To then to be fucked later. So and which geared towards removing potential barriers for those seeking sexual relations with children, forced the verdict that the organization be forbidden and dismantled. The judge ruled. Jared Sponge, the lawyer for the Dutch Pedophile Society.
Of course he was the lawyer
Sponge.
For
Sponge. Has announced that the association... Oh, they're ready to party. The association will be taking their case to the European Court of Human Rights in the hopes of getting the verdict overturned.
Man, I've been trying to get appearance in that court for years.
Well, you need to fuck more kids.
So wait. The kid fuckers are going to go to the Court of Human Rights?
Yes.
To be defended?
More like the Courts of Human Wrong, am I right, Joe?
I don't get it.
Three laughs.
His law firm believes that the ban impeaches on the freedom of speech. No! It's not freedom of speech!
Yes, it
is! You have the freedom to fuck kids! There's a difference!
I believe it has more to do with that whole kid
fucking thing. Now they said you can't be a group anymore?
Yeah,
they just... Basically what the whole law was?
Yeah, you can't... You're not allowed.
Well,
you're not allowed
good.
To assemble as a group.
That's good.
Advanberg.
Wait, are they allowed to assemble in other forms, not in group format?
Well, they can assemble as part of the Avengers.
What if they assemble as a flash mob?
That could happen.
Well, they've been doing it as for long years as they're not Catholic Church.
Oh,
hey. Hey-o!
Whoa, I'm rocking it tonight.
That's Dutch's Christian Slam. Dutch's Christian Slam of the week. Advanberg, who briefly chaired the organization until his incarceration for possession of child pornography.
Okay, Christ, you know like, what?
You got this, bro.
Again, they had to hold an official meeting in a courtroom.
I know.
Hey, who's going to represent us in the Supreme European Court? Oh, let's take Larry.
Hey, Susan, can you get us some coffee? We have a meeting here in a second.
Didn't Larry have, like, child porn?
You know.
He's better talker than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me
he
try
really
to get
has a
this.
Good personality.
Let me try to get through this. Advanberg, who briefly chaired the organization until his incarceration for possession of child pornography in 2011, is arguably the most well-known member of the club.
Because he's super popular and he's awesome at parties.
He's really good with
he
the kids.
He always has candy and PlayStation.
What was his name? What, Vanberg?
Advanberg.
A.D. Vanberg?
A.D. Vanberg.
You're right. Giving out his Twitter.
No, that's really
so
his.
I'm trying to this guy
it's this
like.
Weird Netherlands name. He has spoken.
Oh, Jean Paul. Okay, I see.
Jean Paul Gaultier. He has spoken out against what he believes is discrimination of pedophilia and against the taboo of the issue. It's not taboo. It's fucking wrong. Vandenberg became the Dutch Association's leader after co-founder for the Party of the Neighborhoodly Love, Freedom, and Diversity.
That is a fun party.
More often referred to in the Netherlands as Pedo Party. I swear to Christ.
No.
Hot.
The party planned to run for the 2006 elections but failed to collect enough signatures to qualify.
Mainly because the kids couldn't drive to the next town. Yeah.
Many of the signatures were in crayon. After failing out for some reason.
Wait, to run for what? What were they trying to run for? I don't know.
Mayor of fucking kids.
Running away from pedophiles. After failing for the same reason 4 years later, the party was disbanded. The organization, a common Dutch, the name of the organization is Martijn, a common Dutch boy's name was originally in the title of a magazine later rebranded as OK Magazine. OK being an acronym of the Dutch word for elder and child.
Right.
What?
The OK, like the words in Dutch for elder and child start with O and K.
Published quarterly and sent to members in contained letters from readers.
Oh, I love that quarterly magazine.
Dear OK Magazine, my little five-year-old neighbor is always playing around in his red wagon. What should I do?
Fuck him in the butt.
That can't be the answer to everything.
And they'll cry and moan, and they'll shit it out, till the kids run out, till the kids run out.
Published
this is
quarterly.
Amazing. I'm loving this.
And went to a club members that contained letters from readers describing their sexual experiences with minors, as well as images of naked and near naked children.
Ew.
How great would it be, by the way, if during the court meeting they just had Marie singing that in the background?
I know.
Kind of help their cause.
Just in dancing?
Yeah.
The editors would have also issued advice to how.
And now a segment from One Republic.
The editors would all. The only band they get is Gary Glitter. The editors would also issue advice, and Pete Townsend would also issue advice on how to conduct relationship with children, and their official guidelines being that there should be full disclosure towards the parents of the children in question, and that no activity should be undertaken without the full consent of the child itself.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is this your kid?
Yes.
Do you mind if I fuck your kid?
I prefer if you didn't.
But if I just want
to, no, but after that,
I want to make
don't get a fuck my kid.
No, I want my intentions to be known.
Thank you for
so that
full
you
disclosure.
Know. Yeah, I'm fully disclosing that I want to fuck your kid.
Whoa,
is that okay?
Whoa,
did I not hear you right? Is part of it if you get the kid's consent?
Right, because the kid looks like she's about it.
Body, body.
Right. She looks like she's about that life.
Right.
So if she's about that life and you guys are about that life, we can all be about this life in the Netherlands.
They receive heavy criticism for voicing.
Hashtag about this life.
They receive heavy criticism for voicing the opinion that mutually pleasurable sexual relationships between adults and children are not damaging and should be socially acceptable.
See? Oh,
no.
That's science,
no.
bro. There's a scientific pedophile somewhere in the Netherlands that
scientific
these guys
pedophile.
Actually believe yes. it too. They like I don't know if you guys saw any of the documentaries on these guys, but like they are so fucked in the head. Like there's nothing malicious on their part. They really think that a child and an adult can have like a loving, caring relationship. Like that's how warped these guys are.
Doesn't mean they shouldn't be killed.
Well, I'm saying they should. I'm just saying they actually believe this. It's not a farce.
Ew.
These guys actually believe that they should have, you know, equal rights.
I can agree that two people can love each other, but just wait a couple years. They'll get older. It's still the same person.
They really think it's like a human rights violation, hence why this story is just
all for the Benjamin Button law. Say aye.
Aye.
Wait, what's on this law again?
Don't worry about it.
I didn't read it.
It was a good movie. Just say yes.
Okay.
The ban issued last April followed a long list of investigations into the group's illegality.
You know, the deodorant ban should really get in on some of these lawsuits.
True.
In the 2011 Ministry of Security and Justice ruled that
and
the group's
Ministry
activities
Magic.
Were not punishable under Dutch law. Your law's terrible, Dutch. The same year, the parents of abused children demanded the organization face public prosecution for being an accessory in their case, as they believe that it is giving a predator advice. And
okay.
I don't have time to bleed. Following the latest verdict by Supreme Court, various Dutch politicians warned that the ban would not make the problem of sexual abuse go away. When, of course, I mean,
well, at least it dissolves them of any. Because you hear that last, they said that like parents of abused kids were trying to sue the government for aiding and abetting it, basically. So for them to do this, it just goes, hey, you know what? If they fuck them, it's not our fault. You can't sue us. That's all this is.
Yeah, some liability there.
Stop suing us because your kids are attractive.
Yeah, stop having such hot kids.
All right, we were all thinking it.
It's just messed up.
So fucked up.
I mean, have you seen the economy lately? Come on.
It's basically entrapment.
I mean, come on.
Basically.
You done with that story, Royce?
Yes, ma'am. Go
can
for
I,
it.
Can I segue into a really awesome prank call that I know Joe will appreciate?
Oh, Joe, yes.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm just going to read the title and I'm just go ahead play and plug away. Yeah. So it's a Lewis Slungpoo. Pranks news on UCLA flood cause, a really large dump.
Okay.
All right. And go.
Lewis Slungpoo. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly.
You didn't.
Yes, ma'am. It's Slungpoo.
Oh, thank you very much. What can you tell us about this? Or is it something you've ever seen before like this?
Well, it appears that we have a water main that broke, and the apparent cause of the water main that broke was, it's coming into us from our troops on the ground. Basically, that a couple of college students might have sent down a cherry bomb down the toilet.
What? Oh. Can you say that again?
Hold on, can you pause real quick?
Yeah.
Why is Jay
fine? What was this news story about, like water
main
flooding?
So UCLA is like completely flooded, right? So local news channel, So ABC Channel 7 has like this overhead view of just people walking through this whole flooded street, and they have this dude, Lewis Slungpoo.
Now it makes sense. Okay, I was going to say, what's up with this dumb last name?
Who's telling the news crew exactly what's going on?
He's the inside.
He's the inside.
I love that when he said the troops on the ground.
Yeah.
By the way, on the video,
that's a plumber's
on the video, it says on the phone, breaking news, Lewis Slungpoo.
God, Channel 7 is the worst.
All right, I'll start it up again.
At the cherry bomb down the toilet?
Yeah, it's that we try to put on seminars, you know, yearly, explaining how dangerous it is to send any kind of explosives down a plumbing drain. But
how do they not know they're being trolled?
You know, we had a pressure break around sunset, and the cherry bomb must have popped through the top of the pipe and just blew the bottom right out of it.
Wait, is this something that happens because of the UCLA campus and kids playing around, or is it the high school campus, or do you know the source?
Right now, we're still in the investigation phase. It just seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Poly Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible. Are you 100% sure about that?
Are you 100% sure? Can I hear that part again? Wait. We got a backup.
God, there's so...
A really large dump.
God, they're idiots.
He's like, there's no way I'm going to get on the air with a name like Slung Poo.
How did they not know that they were getting trolled?
So he's sitting there, he's like, they're actually buying this. Okay, I need to end this soon.
He's They don't have a screener with a ounce of common sense in the fucking Slung Poo?
No.
That's your name, Slung Poo.
All right, I backed it up a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that...
That's a fake call.
Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that. We hope to get him back and find out how they're going to close down.
Well, why would you get him back?
Back?
Why would you want to get him back?
She wanted to find out how large of a dump it was.
Dumb news readers. She just panicked and was like, autopilot.
Sorry about that. We hope we can get it back for more.
Why?
Was that the producer getting in her ear that you could hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fake call.
No shit.
And by the way, while all that's going on, there's like the kids are taking out boogie boards and are just boogie boarding down the water.
God, on sewage water?
Yeah, or whatever it was. I mean, it might not have been sewage water. You don't believe this guy.
I don't think it actually was a big dump that caused it.
Are you sure? Because this guy sounded believable.
I don't know, Lewis Slung Poo. No.
It could be a sewage break. I don't know.
It's most likely just a water main that blew, and because LA, they don't have any, there's no drainage in LA, so it just floods. Everything. Every time it rains in LA, it floods.
A city on that fucking horrible wasteland.
I always build my cities on rock and roll only.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. It's logical.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll. And speaking of rock and roll,
Cox,
would you care to hear about another awesome prank?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. So this girl pulled
rock
off.
Rock and roll!
This girl pulled off the most masterful wrong number prank of all time.
Okay.
Yeah. Of all time.
Okay.
Wrong number prank.
Wrong number prank.
Like
so,
a text. You know, when
so
you get
this,
text.
So this bitch.
Text prank.
Yeah. This bitch be texting peeps. Wrong number peeps. Well,
is that how the article's worded?
I'll just go
is
in.
Is Marie drunk or hyperactive tonight?
Both. Getting a little bit of both.
Both? So she's basically texting random numbers that she's pregnant and that the other line, it was his baby.
Right.
Whoa! I don't think that's funny.
Hold on, go
what
ahead.
What a cunt.
So, first one. Funny. Baby, I'm pregnant and it's yours. Obviously to a random number. The other one goes, wait, what? Fuck, is this Sarah? You're fucking bitch. You're fucking kidding me right now. You fucking told me you were on the fucking pill. Fucking answer me! That's
no,
one.
These can't be real.
No, hold on. Keep going.
Who would respond to a number they don't know?
Because.
I do.
But that, yeah.
In case you got a new phone. I'd be like, hey.
You're a playa and you fuck that many girls. And
yeah.
No. I'm just saying, like, if my mom were to text me, I got a new phone. I'd be who is this again?
My. I'm actually going to post a picture of this one because there was a photo in it.
Oh, shit.
The one text is saying, I lied about being on the pill. I just wanted to have your baby. I'm sorry.
I can't fucking believe you.
And then picture of positive pregnancy test. And do you believe me now?
What the fuck am I going to do? I have a fucking girlfriend.
All caps. These can't be real. Are these real?
Dude, think about it, Joe.
Dude,
brilliant.
You hit enough random numbers.
Random numbers just so happen.
Yeah,
true. But
Joe,
I mean,
remember, there's a lot of stupid people on the planet, dude. You don't know that.
You don't have to tell me. I know.
Are you going to help me? Are you going to help me raise it? Are you going to help me raise it?
No.
Marie, was she just picking random numbers?
I don't know.
She was sending random people. That's what...
Okay, she was just button mashing and then just sent that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, any here. I mean, they go on and on, but it's... What a hilarious prank. I mean, it's mean. It's very mean.
That's fucking terrible.
That's
kind of mean-spirited.
It's...
Yeah.
All the guys are like, this is terrible. And Marie's like, this is
great.
It's so funny.
Every guy's worst nightmare.
It is. It's fucking terrible. Yeah.
Nothing worse. Yeah.
Well, I'm just scrolling down. I'm crying at a restaurant. I look like a damn fool.
You're a sick fuck, Marie. You're the only one hysterical laughing at that.
That's very funny.
Well, in this one, it was someone she actually had in her phone named Marco. So
Polo.
I don't want this kid all caps.
Fish out of water.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
You don't want it.
You don't want it.
You hate it.
What do you want to go to next,
Royce? Go ahead, Sean.
Speaking of pranks gone wrong, jumped on trampoline, bruised penis, house sitter leaves weird note on table. Here, let me read the note first. Here, I got this guy,
let me get a little backstory for you.
He bruised his penis.
He was basically house sitting for his friend, and he left this note for him as to what happened while he was house sitting. Now, obviously, he was making it up, but it's pretty funny. Go ahead. It's a handwritten note.
All right, handwritten note. There's a few bullet points here. First one, jumped on trampoline, bruised penis.
Where? Top part, middle part?
Just his penis. Doesn't specify.
Base?
Don't worry. Second bullet point here is, don't think I understand how these things work. Okay, he's obviously referring to the trampoline. Neighbor came by, asked for soap. I suspect he wanted it to eat. Underlined, do not trust.
Okay.
What?
The next note. Saw a weird, crossed out weird, which was misspelled, respelled it correctly, bird, parentheses, pelican, question mark, perched on fence, offered to play backgammon with bird, but could not find game set, a pity.
Wait, how on drugs was this man?
Bird came back later and asked for soap. Suspect conspiracy. We'll monitor more closely. Here's hence after.
Henceforth. Sorry. Good reading. Penis is healing well. Some of the toiletries I found in bathroom seem to ease tenderness. Don't worry. Put back what I didn't use.
So now this guy...
What?
But wait, here's my favorite one.
First off, that's my.
What would you use for a tender penis? But can
you, Joe? Can you imagine? That's a perfect prank. You just write on a piece of paper. I use some of your lotions in your room with my penis. I'm not going to tell you which ones.
Right.
Dude, if fucking people would lose their mind. Well, you would throw everything away.
No, why would you? Because I mean, unless they're just putting their penis into the container,
which is what I would do.
Drugs. That's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
It's the only way to do it.
You pump it out with a little hand pump, and then you run the...
It's way more fun to try and push it in.
Dick. Yeah.
But what if your dick gets stuck in the bottle?
That's half the fun, Marie.
Yeah.
It's like operation, trying to get it out.
I'm just going to wait till you go soft.
Don't touch the sides. Sorry. Go ahead, Sean. What's the next one?
All your silverware tastes confusing. Ran extensive series of tests. Results inconclusive.
What is that?
I would never talk to this friend again.
And final bullet point says, welcome home. Don't look under back deck. Noises should subside with time.
It's fucking...
I think he was just fucking with him. Right?
He was. Yeah. He was, but it's fucking funny.
It's very funny.
My favorite bullet point has to be, all your silverware tastes confusing.
What? Yeah.
Which means he had to lick every piece of silverware.
I know.
Hilarious.
And possibly more than once, because at a certain point, I think you would double back and go to the beginning again.
Well, guys, I have a story here. And the one thing that's the Hippo Juice is known for is we're against body shaming. So
no, we're not.
Muffin Top Billboard inspires.
Wait, hold on.
Boo, fatty, hold pig,
on.
Ew.
I body shame people all the time.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I meant we're for it.
Okay.
Muffin Top Billboard inspires ire and vandalism. A billboard advertising a service of plastic surgeons in Michigan has sparked discussions of body images around the globe.
The billboard is picture two muffins and it says, you're beautiful. You're beautiful.
The original billboard is a picture of two muffins basically inside jeans. And it says, friends don't let friends, muffin top, now in Jackson, basically a plastic surgeon. Then somebody graffitied over it, you're beautiful. And some other scribble.
You're beautiful.
And put a smiley face on the muffins.
I really hate
this. They win.
Michigan has sparked a discussion of body image around the globe after it was given a facelift by vandals. Over the weekend, Friends Don't Let Friends Muffin Top declares the Ann Arbor Plastic Surgeon ad, which refers to the popular term for belly flat. We know what it means. And hangs
no, what does it mean?
Means you're fat.
But some anti-fat shaming... Scoffles across the original message of purple spray paint saying you're beautiful across the top, adding smiley faces to each muffin, raising ire and approval online.
The smiley faces on the muffins make it look like a blueberry muffin. So, I'm hungry.
I guess people that are against fat shaming are pro-vandalism.
Yes.
That's what it seems.
It's what I was telling Sean earlier when I read this. That do these people think that it's going to be the millionaire doctor's going to pull him in his Maserati and have to fix the billboard? No. It's going to be some minority who gets paid under the table who has to fix this fucking shit you did, you fat-shaming, you anti-fat-shaming assholes.
Yeah. It looks like they ran out of spray paint because it looked like they were trying to, like, spray paint over Ann Arbor plastic surgery, but they ran out of spray paint.
Yeah,
they sure did. They sure did.
It's just a surgeon, whatever, just trying to be cute with an ad. That's all it is.
Who cares?
Well, it was offensive, sir.
How are women ever... Sorry, go ahead. It was offensive because, you know,
I'll be eating till the food runs out. Till the food runs out.
What's going on tonight?
She's having a good time.
How are women ever supposed to feel good about themselves?
I'm starving.
Wow.
How are women ever supposed to feel good about themselves or young women not diet to the point of anorexia? I mean, simple. Just eat like a normal person.
And my waist is big and my pants are tight.
When you have the medical profession putting up billboards such as these, wrote one commentator
on
the Michigan
site.
Probably
a marketing department did it.
Which first reported the vandalism story. Others seized the opportunity to lob insults such as the commentator who wrote, "Muffin tops are not beautiful."
I don't know if doctors have time to be putting up billboards.
It's a bunch of excess body fat hanging over the top of your pants. Gross. Get a grip, people. It's true. It's not. Why are we lying? It's not beautiful. Don't fucking. It's not beautiful. It's not.
No
it's
one
not
has ever
beautiful.
Looked at that and gone, makes me want to fuck you more.
I just want to gnaw it from the side.
Depending on what time of the night and how much you've had to drink.
I just want to get down on my knees and take a flab of it from the side and just smoosh it in my hands and just nom, 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 nom.
That's clean.
All right.
It's Jesus. Dutch, but just because you fuck something doesn't mean it's beautiful, to go back to your point.
Also true.
You're not. Right. It's not beautiful.
Well, I just don't like the fact that, like, fat people are trying to be, like, the new minority in the country. Like, we have equal rights, too. You're shaming me. Well, you can change that. A gay person can't change the fact that they love penis. Like, you know.
No, but they don't want to change, Dutch. See, they're proud to be disgusting slobs.
Right. So you can't be in the same group is my point.
But here's the thing. You have to look at it not from a physical aspect, but just from a purely medical aspect. If you are obese or morbidly obese, you are going to die faster than the rest of us because your body is not designed.
No,
shut the fuck up. Your body is not physically designed.
Sean,
that's discriminatory, Sean.
No, it's not. Obese is a condition.
And I'm the cure.
If I'm a little chubby and I have a little bit of a muffin top, it does not make me obese or going to die.
You are,
I don't know why that's the fact.
People call me the obese, and I don't take offense to it.
That's not what they mean.
Oh.
The story of the body positive vandalism has been picked up by publications and tweeters.
Body positive? Ew.
From Alabama to the UK. Oh, great. You use Alabama. Alabama is not. Don't ever use that as a positive reason. Alabama's terrible. That's where all the fat people live. With commentators pretty much.
Some of them are in Arkansas.
I wish I saw a girl in a muffin top. That chick would be skinny and hot.
There's a lot of them in Mississippi, too.
I mean, everything's bigger in Texas.
That's also true.
Actually, most of the fatties are in Mexico now.
Mexico.
It's because of all the tacos.
With commentators pretty much evenly split on whether the ad was funny or mean-spirited, it was not the... Okay, you know we're at a point now where arguably, I'm not saying it's funny, but a supposed to be funny ad people are getting mad at. It's just a muffin in pants.
The fact that the point of advertisement is, can the people remember the name of your company and would they go and purchase whatever it is you're selling? That's the point of it. You can't sit there and go, is it funny? Is it offensive? No. Do you remember the name? That's all that matters. That's the point of an ad.
Do we have tacos?
The billboard replaced previous ads for the business featuring a small coffee cup labeled B and a large one labeled D, and the message
big
says
dick.
Size
big
matters.
Dick.
No, I think boobs with the big...
Okay. No, big dicks.
After big boobs and dick?
After that one round
finger... Ass and titties. Ass and titties. Titties.
Ass.
The muffin top one will most likely follow suit. He's going to apologize for it. If it doesn't suit the taste of the community, we would like to take it down. This guy's getting so much free advertisement. Coincidentally, Spanx has just announced a new line of jeans meant to banish so-called muffin tops. The Slim X and Signature both feature hugging body stockings at the waistband to help hold in any
jeans. Wait, jeans that hide muffin tops? You mean yes. granny jeans?
Yes.
Wait, jeans that are going to go up to your belly button and or waist and smush the fat in.
That's not what it is. I believe they're jeans that go normally up to your waist, but then there's Spanx attached to the top of them to then pull them up.
Oh,
over.
Maternity pants.
Yes.
By these Fatso's logic.
Anyone
who
Fatso's a hate word.
Gym is fat shaming.
Hate word. Fatso's a hate word.
Yeah, they're called fat cunts.
No.
Now wait, I'm confused. Right? Are the fatties the ones that are trying to make these skinny hide my fat jeans?
I don't know. These
I thought the whole message was, hey, you're beautiful the way you are. Why would you want to try and hide it with your fat skinny jeans?
I don't have any fat to hide.
Well, it's usually,
it's great.
Fat
no.
Black women are so proud of it. They love it.
Spanx are great. They turn a 5 into a 7, and then when you take them to bed, they go from 7 back to 5, and you go, oh, God.
I hate my life.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
but
no.
but those women that you're referring to, Joel, they're not trying to hide it. They're wearing, like, tights and going out and just shaking their butt, and they're awesome.
What you going
to
do with that big, fat butt?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just it'll.
That song was stuck in my head for like 2 days.
That song's been stuck in my head for 3 weeks.
As well as many other songs, apparently.
Yeah, I'm just
you don't
a
know
broken
Wiggle
record.
Joe?
You know what? Yeah, I'm just going to say yeah, so I don't have to hear it.
Joe, good job.
Joe, guess how it goes. It goes, what you going to do with that big fat butt?
Oh, this wiggle, is a wiggle, wiggle. Here. I just need to, here we go.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Who knew a recorder would actually make its way to a rap song? It's good, right?
No, I don't like this.
You don't like it? Why don't you like it?
It sounds like the other song, just with a different, quote, singer.
Here we go. I'm trying to get to the actual.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich, bro. Why aren't you going ham sandwich?
He just said, wait. Joe, pause it for a second. Wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle. There it is.
He just said your butt is like two planets and he wants to ham sandwich.
Yeah, let's back up.
He said sandwich, not sandwich.
It's sandwich.
It's so amazing.
Here, hold on, let me back up.
I love lyrics nowadays.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich, bro. Bruh, do you even go ham sandwich, bruh?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Dude, I go ham sandwich all the time.
Ham sandwich on rye.
Joe.
Extra cheese in that
Joe,
bitch.
Would you go ham sandwich if I allowed you to ham sandwich on me?
See?
Yeah, I would.
See? Now it's not so bad no more. It's all about who you're ham sandwiching on.
Right.
I guess.
I went ham sandwich all over Royce today. It was fucking hysterical.
I don't like that I just won over during this horrible music.
Joe, that's how it works. Little by little, just it'll biddle. You get won over by these songs.
Yeah, I'm never going to get to your level.
You got
to
be won over, bro.
Okay.
Go ahead and go ahead.
Let me reset. Let me do
a new button.
Let me do a reset here for Joe.
Ham sandwich.
Let me do a reset.
I fucking love it.
Let me do a reset here for Joe.
There you go. Reset for Joe.
All right, we got you. You back, Joe?
Oh, I'm in.
I'm here.
Yeah, but we're out. Can I bring us back?
Okay, sure. Who that?
Do that.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, but now we lost Joe. Hold on.
Nice. Hey, how's everybody
there
doing?
There you go.
Come back, Joe.
High energy.
Okay, now I'm back.
God damn it. I'm
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Okay.
You guys, we're never going to... At
the same time.
We're never going to balance it out.
All right, now I have a headache.
Okay.
All right.
It's quite the measure.
I'm annoying myself
guys,
now.
I'm not going to know
why
what
to... Why listen to this?
Guys,
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm not going to know what to do with that big fat butt.
You got to hand sandwich it.
Oh, okay.
That's my job.
Though. Paramount Australia apologized for poorly timed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle poster.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Oh, wait, what?
Why? Because the movie came out 20 years ago? Why
no, not because of that. There's a picture there for those looking... the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set.
Okay, I can already see where the problem is. I have no problem with it, but I can see why other people would.
Why do you think?
Well, because it looks like a very, very large building with a huge exploding thing coming out of the top.
And 9/11. And now, Dutch, look at the bottom. Look at the very bottom. What dates are coming out?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Never forget, ooh, okay. Bro.
September 11th.
I got to take this call real quick.
Sure.
Ooh.
But in all fairness, it does not look remotely like the Twin Towers.
Everybody knows that the Twin Towers was an inside job by the Ninja Turtles.
They
See,
were
that wasn't exactly
the,
my point.
It was a shadow government of turtles.
They're covering up the attack by Shredder and Brain.
You remember the reptilian people? Well, that's who they are. They're Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
And they got inside the Twin Towers, and Michelangelo went crazy with his nunchucks as the foundation went down.
Does Jesse Ventura know about this?
I don't know, but Jesse Ventura right now is in Tampa looking for a job and probably sad, so I don't know.
Aww.
Or at least the one on our station.
Oh, I get it.
I was confused for a second, then I got it.
Right. I'm still confused.
He's talking about Mersh.
Mersh is Jesse Mersh's voice.
Speaking of which, follow the Mersh Mug page.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to the More Like Radio
all the
Live.
Bank. All the way to my scrotum.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set a Twitter firestorm today when Paramount Pictures Australia tweeted out a poster image to promote the film. The problem is the Australian delayed release date is September 11th. The poster shows the four title characters. You know what? We Americans are fucking so arrogant, because if there was a 9/11 in Australia and we came out with a movie, we'd be like, yeah, fuck you guys. We're not changing shit. Fuck America. But over here, it's like, ew, we're super sensitive, guys. Even though it didn't happen, take it away. I don't want to look at, even though it's a movie about teenagers who are turtles.
Yeah, but they have problems too, bro.
They don't. They
have souls.
Did this really turn into a big thing? Was there honestly a big backlash?
It was on the main page of Yahoo. At first, some fans believed the poster was a hoax since the film's American release.
What?
Yep. Really, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles jump out of a fiery NY tower in a poster on a film release.
Who said
September
it was New 11th. York?
That's racist against Americans, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You can't be racist against Americans, bro.
Images of controversial posters were removed from the studio's Facebook page. Well, the thing is, to be fair...
But not their Instagram, because fuck that.
To be fair, the actual original one was going to be them kicking ass in Sandy Hook, but they were like, that's even a little too close, so they didn't do that either.
Too soon, bro.
Yeah, uh-huh. And they also had a third option, which was going to be they were going to go into theater and they were going to beat up James Holm after he only killed half the people that he did.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's a kid's movie, I guess is what I'm saying.
He's innocent, though, bro.
He is. Ninja Turtles.
I'm in that Facebook group. James Holmes is innocent.
Why are you in that group?
Because I joined.
We? Did you say we? Right. Are you a community now? You fucking yes. James Holm truther?
Yes, because we believe that he did not do what they
I
say
I hope Donatello sticks his fucking entire bow staff in your ass.
So do I.
Images of controversial posters removed from the studio's Facebook page and Twitter account a few hours after they were posted, and Paramount Australia released an official statement that confirmed dingoes did not indeed eat their baby. We are deeply sorry to have used the artwork for marketing materials promoting the September 11th, never forget, opening in Australia. Combining the image date was a mistake. We intended no offense, but we do, however, support Shearer Law here. It's weird.
But we do support Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
Oh, God. I hope the call was Dutch getting positive blood result. That would make my fucking day.
Hey, Dutch. You're back, bro.
Yes,
sir. Hey, buddy. We're just talking about you.
Now go ahead.
All right,
go
Dutch.
Ham sandwich.
I have quick celebrity news before the break that I want to get to. So
ooh, quick celebrity news.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Now we're talking.
Okay, well, I need celebrity music. Give me celebrity music. I want to.
Oh, okay. Hold
I need
on
like
a second.
Something good.
I believe
for...
Dutch has that from before.
Well, yeah. Do you want entertainment tonight? Kind of shit?
Yes.
Sure, that'll work.
Take it away, Frank.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not doing that.
Do it, Dutch.
All right, hold on.
Do it.
Fuck.
And now here's celebrity news with Royce. Take it away, Frank.
Orlando Bloom tried to punch Justin Bieber, and it could be because of Miranda Kerr.
What?
Miranda Kerr?
Orlando Broom or reportedly tried to punch Justin Bieber.
Orlando Broom.
Orlando Broom.
Stop reading like an Asian, dude.
Orlando Broom tried to punch Justin
Stop
Bieber.
Stop drinking whatever Marie's having.
Oh, you are so insensitive. Oh, why are you making fun of my people?
Orlando Bloom reportedly tried to punch Justin Bieber in the early hours of Wednesday morning after a scuffle outside of a restaurant. Sources at the scene said Orlando instigated the incident after being annoyed when he saw Justin, who asked him, "What's up, bitch?"
Whoa.
That's what he said.
I swear to God, I'm reading
verbatim.
Wait,
you really just read that?
Yeah.
Watch your language.
I love that this is news. One person was quoted saying, "Sup, bitch?" And the other person was saying, "Get your ass out of my face, man."
Well,
what's going to do with that big butt, man? I mean,
wiggle.
Butt play.
Just a little bit.
So Justin Bieber said, "Sup, bitch," to Orlando Bloom.
What's up, bitch? Yeah. Eyewitnesses say Orlando then swung for, but missed Justin.
Dutch, you still have the J. Bieber first name, last name drop?
Of course he does.
Yes, I do.
J. Bieber, first name, last name.
D-
Why wouldn't he?
Do these two crazy cats have a history of a beef?
Maybe. I don't know, but they...
Well, you said Miranda Kerr. That was... Who was dating her?
No one knows.
I was. Orlando Bloom. It was Orlando's girlfriend.
And did Biebs get his Bieber all up in her Bieber?
Maybe.
Within seconds, people intervened. There was some minor pushing and shoving between their entourages.
Oh, that's rough shit right there.
They were eventually separated, and Justin, who was being cordial, stayed for a while longer outside the restaurant without incident. It's been widely suggested that the incident arose as a result of rumors that Orlando's ex-wife, Miranda Kerr, went out on a date with Justin while they were still married.
She's 31.
Ooh.
This bitch must really like girly men, because I don't. Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber are fucking. They're basically dykes. They're not even. They're barely men. I don't understand. I get the expression like a Brad Pitt, he's a dude, but like Orlando Bloom and Justin, I don't get it. Like, they're not men, they're just women. They look like women.
Hey.
My sister said about Orlando Bloom's acting is that he's really good at being either A, determined, or B, more determined.
Or that's very funny. That's very, very funny.
She's 31, bro.
Oh god, who gives a fucking shit about these assholes?
That's why, bro.
That picture of the two of them is the funniest faces that both of them could ever make.
Yeah, they're having a peach fuzz growing contest.
Looks like Orlando Bloom is doing a jig because he's in a half squat and like looks like he's doing the arm shimmy thing from side to side. And his girlfriend's all like, oh.
I want no part of this.
It's Miranda Kerr.
Oh, hot. It's just it's never cool actors that fight. Like, it's never the fucking The Rock fighting Terry Crews. Like, that'd be like, holy shit, bro. No,
it's called The Rock, cool actor.
Well, yes.
I don't mean cool as he's a good actor, but I mean two big guys beating the shit out of each other. It's always these little bitches, you know?
Well, what about that dude that broke into Daniel Bryan's house and he choked him out?
That was funny.
Well, that's
the
what you get.
Choked out Daniel Bryan?
No, Daniel Bryan choked out the guy. One of the guys that broke into his house, and the other one.
Did you guys see that video of a former MMA fighter taking down a guy? Like three dudes who tried to mug some dude at a gas station.
At least three. Yeah.
Three big black dudes get out and try to like mug this white guy, and then this like Hispanic looking, like this skinny Hispanic looking white guy comes out of the shop and just starts going MMA on their ass.
Eventually, they fled and left one guy behind. They just drove away.
They're like, "Fuck that! He's done."
Yeah,
he was putting like his shins into their faces and everything. It was awesome.
He was getting a good chance. He was getting really
fucked up bad.
It was awesome. Didn't even need audio. It was
not half as manly as the Bloom Bieber fight, but
of course not.
It was hot.
It was reported after the fight there was glitter and cool water everywhere. So I don't know what happened.
Cool water was like
it was crazy.
Didn't they stop making that in like 2003?
I know it's a little dated. It's indies. They wear it's coming back again.
Oh, it's a hipster thing.
Yeah, it's a hipster thing.
All right.
And Jacquard Noir.
African American.
Is that a cologne?
Yes.
Jacquard Noir.
It's a colonic.
It's a cologne you put in your butt.
It's a Klonopin.
It's
not a Klonopin.
Warlife Radio!
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Catley and Oshley. Fuck.
What?
You can't even say it wrong correctly.
Mary Catley and Oshley.
Stroking worse in case.
Wow.
See,
Mary Cat and Billy Ocean?
What? That was the one who had
you could probably, you could probably, you could probably say Mary Catley Olson, because then you wouldn't have to say Ashley. But you know what else? You know what else I read? What I figured out was interesting. Why don't people call it Ashley and Mary Kate Olson instead of Mary Kate and Oshley? God damn it.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you? No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Play a game.
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football where you can compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns. Or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft and start in the sitting during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelightradio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth's view? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, juice. Yes. I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone?
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com, 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio. Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
So I figure, if Foster can be a principal, then why can't I be a principal?
That's great.
That's awesome. I don't see why not.
Thank you.
Well, then you can take me to the principal's office and punish me for being tardy. And
you know her right here, right?
Just lived on my britches and...
We'll talk about it later.
Okay,
very nice. When you're in my office.
Hey, man. After I fill up my juice box.
So, guys, just quit my job today.
Oh, man.
You know, I just finally said to myself, it is time to make your own decisions.
Right on. Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, I'm sure they'd be happy to have you back.
They will not like to have me back. I burnt a lot of bridges today. Mm. Stuff got weird. Stuff got racial.
What?
I used a lot of swear words. Then I got sexual.
Well, sounds like you need a drink. On the house. What can I get you?
Let me get a.
We have everything. What would you like to drink?
I'll make the decision. Let me get a.
Double amaretto.
Double amaretto extra cherries. That's what I was gonna say.
I like it.
Oh dear.
Oh my goodness.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. If you're listening live, you are on morelikeradio.com/live. Hopefully you're in the chat room talking to us. Or listening on TuneIn, just download the free TuneIn app and search for More Like Radio to listen on your car ride.
In your car.
On your car ride.
Oh,
I was
what if I'm
ride.
Using the old Revo Sig app to listen to More Like Radio?
That's weird, but it still works, oddly. But it works, though.
Why would we? It's free marketing.
Did they just go completely belly up?
No one knows.
But our shit still works.
I only use Smokeless Image. tinyurl.com/MLR smoke. That's me, so I couldn't tell you.
Right.
But not to listen to the show, because their app doesn't have a stream.
No.
You should get on that, Smokeless Image.
So,
other defunct companies are streaming our station.
Yeah, why aren't you?
Yeah, they don't have much to live up to.
So, we like to revisit one of our favorites because a lot of problems and we got.
Is
a
it
lot
the ham sandwich?
No, but you can
go ahead and go ham.
No, I'm not done. My life is complete.
So, we got a lot of backlash for the whole Thinspiration thing from the old XO Jane thing.
I might need a little background
on this here.
Okay, well, Adam Richman was doing his old Thinspiration thing.
The guy that on the Travel Channel does Man versus Food,
right,
and eats a whole bunch of shit and then lost weight and then had a hashtag Thinspiration. People got upset about that because Thinspiration is apparently something that's supportive for anorexia. And he's like, go fuck your mother.
He's like, I had no idea. Fuck you, you dumb cunt. And he kind of unloaded on her.
So we're going to do, we're trying to prove to the public that we actually do care about women's issues.
So far, I'm on his side.
We don't.
We want to be on women's side, basically, is what we want to do. So
we want to be inside women.
We want to be inside women as often as possible. So what Marie's going to do is, as our female correspondent, she's going to read from the site.
The closest thing you guys have.
Yeah. She's going to read from XOJane.com, the same place the woman that started the whole Thinspiration thing was from.
Now the Ryan's
Now, XOJane.com, for those of you that don't understand it, means kissjane.com.
Why?
And hug Jane.
Kiss and hug, right?
Yeah. Kiss and hug. Because X means kiss and O means hug.
Okay, yeah, but then I do that.
It's supposed to be hugs and kisses.
Yeah, I give Jane a hug and a kiss, and then she hits me with a fucking lawsuit because I was sexually harassing her. I asked you if you were having a good day.
All right, well, I hate the world today because of the 10 weirdest things people have said to me after finding out I'm bisexual.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the name of the article. It was not me dumping.
Can we take this background music out? I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of clean stuff from Marie here today.
I figured out I liked both boys and girls when I was 12 years old.
See what I'm talking about?
Me too!
Then Dixie's what you're talking about.
Then proceeded to ignore it for the next 8 years. Why? I'm totally not sure. I grew up with a
ew, but now I see what she looks like and ew.
What?
Can we post a picture?
Here, I'll post it in the chat.
Yeah, though. They're cows. Can we let Marie get through this? Because it's going to be a good time.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, God.
I grew up with a very accepting, loving family in a liberal town, but I was still terrified to come out. I had no problem with anyone else being gay, bi, etc., but I needed to be straight. I've since learned this kind of self-directed homophobia is pretty common, but to me, everything was new and terrifying. I told myself I would come out in college, but being in a new environment with people, with new people didn't make the idea any less scary. I remember being a freshman and thinking to myself, well, you're never going to be with a girl, but at least you like guys, so you'll be fine.
Saying that you like girls and boys in college is just basically saying I'm a college girl. That's not...
Or a college boy like you, right? That's
hot. Girls who like girls to be boys who like boys.
What's number one?
These are... Oh.
Where was this again that she was growing up and this was weird? That doesn't make any sense?
A liberal town.
Dyke town.
USA.
Wait, it was a liberal town.
Dyke town, US gay.
Boston,
then it
probably
shouldn't have been a big deal at all.
Well, that's just it. That was her point. She said, even though I grew up in a liberal town, it was hard for me to.
So wait, this is just like her retarded feelings. It doesn't mean that's how people in the
right
town work.
It's not like she was repressed. She's trying
right,
to make,
right, exactly.
Help, I'm being repressed. So I'm just gonna skip ahead into her personal favorite things that were said to her.
Is it her having a muffin top on the top? Look at that dress.
She does.
Like she's got her arm fat coming
she
out.
She has
the
a
top.
Double. Oh, my God. Her arms are so fat. I have a phobia.
If you're looking at the picture, that's really.
She's got a muffin
on the top.
Yeah.
We'll post these pictures disgusting. For you guys to see. I have a fucking phobia of fat arms. There's nothing more disgusting than a woman with fat arms.
How do you
why.
Sleep at night?
I fucking hate it. It's fucking terrible. Sorry.
Now, do you mean like flabby hang
flabby,
down?
Flabby,
arms?
Yeah, flabby.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, flabby.
Oh,
I don't mean.
Speaking of which, since you just mentioned that, has anybody seen the newest Hillary Duff music video? She's got like linebacker arms. And it's like Popeye, but her arms, you know, like just from her biceps. And then the rest of her body looks great.
So, Marie, go ahead. What's
that's
some questions?
Weird.
Do that honestly, on your own time.
Honestly, I haven't seen it.
I'm doing it right now.
All right, I guess we have some homework. Anywho, number one, when you look in the mirror, do you turn yourself on? Is the first question that she gets.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said, I have no idea how to respond to this. What the hell does that even mean?
What do you mean? I don't know. Just you say yes or no.
Now,
that's how you respond to
now,
it. No, she's not bisexual. She doesn't get the core concept of questions.
Now, I would say when I look in the mirror.
Being a fucking narcissist, Bryce. That's
right.
Not a simple yes or no question. Who does that? Look in the mirror and goes,
you know what? I want to fuck
Marie
me.
Does.
Me?
Marie and Dutch do.
I do.
I want to fuck
I'm talking about men specifically. Girls are different.
Hey.
That's okay.
I have been doing that lately.
Okay.
Fine.
Number two.
I want to fuck myself.
Yep. Numero two. So are you and your girlfriend like in a monogamous relationship? She's asked that question and I guess she gets frustrated because.
Yes. Do I seriously need to specify that?
Go ahead and go ham sandwich, bitch.
Now, why is that a hard question?
Because when somebody, I guess, says they're bisexual, that apparently just means that they go and fuck everybody and they can't be in a relationship.
That's what I do. I fuck guys all the time.
No, that's just called being single.
Oh.
You've been dating a girl for 3 years. So you're actually just gay.
Really?
Thank you. I was actually really confused about my sexuality until you explained it to me.
I'm just confused on how you think you're attractive.
So she had a side note with that one. She says, this is what pisses me off the most. Some people have this notion that bisexuality doesn't exist and that people who come out as bi are just putting off coming out as gay. If you've ever come out, you know how hard it is. The fact that people think I've planned this epic two-part coming out to ease everyone into me liking girls just doesn't make sense.
This girl is such a needy attention whore.
Yep.
No such thing as a woman coming out as bi. 90% are fucking bi.
Thank you.
Bi.
I was higher gonna say, percentage
are we gonna
than
let
that.
Them have that. Are we going to let bi's yep. just be like, you know, because coming out as gay in, you know, not so much nowadays, but back in the day, especially, that was a rough thing to do.
You might nowadays, get rocks thrown at you.
Nowadays, especially if you're a girl, everybody just assumes every girl is a little bit gay.
Yeah, I would agree.
Which is not only
so you can't
fine,
just
it's
you
awesome.
Can't just take something that's hard for gays to do and use the term like coming out. You're like coming out.
At the same time, Dutch, I think you know if a guy is bi, then you could probably use the coming out thing because that's not exactly the same.
Okay,
Joe Rogan really has as a cool really as good. A girl being bi.
Next question.
Joe Rogan has a really good bit on that as far as bi's go. He doesn't think there's such a thing as bisexuals. He just thinks there's like really gullible straight dudes who get tricked into blowing crafty gay guys.
Hot.
Like they get talked into it or something.
Sure, alcohol plays
it's a really
part.
Funny bit.
Number four. Oh, you have a girlfriend? So threesome?
Sweet.
She says, ha, 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 ha. Nope.
But why not?
Because
why exactly
those
like,
two cows?
But I love how she gets offended. Why is that a bad? That's not a bad
why
question.
Why is that a ridiculous question?
That's not it's a ridiculous not. Question.
She got offended by that?
Yeah, she got offended. She wrote, ha, 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 ha.
That's not offensive. She probably laughed at it.
No, and then she
no,
wrote,
but she
nope,
goes, nope,
with a bunch of exclamation
marks. Nope.
I believe she was being facetious.
She did not nope. take kindly to that question.
Her face is facetious. You're dating a girl. That's weird because you look like you'd be really good at giving blowjobs.
Wait, was this on a Reddit Ask Me Anything?
No, this is Exo Jane.
Sounds like it.
This was the closest I've ever come to punching someone in the face.
Well, that
why?
That person was just calling her fat.
Yeah, basically.
What was that again about giving blowjobs?
You're dating a girl. That's weird because you look like you'd be really good at giving blowjobs.
Any guy that tells a girl that she looks like she's good at giving blowjobs usually means
she's
fat.
Yeah, normally, I would say. Yeah.
Fat girls suck a mean dick. Oh, well.
What percent gay are you? Is the next one.
74.
The gay percent.
74.6. Not quite 75%, but almost 75%.
She wrote, shoot,
gay.
I'm not sure. Let me check my big gay calculator.
Oh, she's funny. She's a funny one.
Yeah, like, you know, like, it's okay that she's fat because her witty attitude just wins me over.
She's snarky. She's
very sassy, half dyke.
When did half you become dyke. Bi?
Honestly, I was born bi. I've always thought both men and women are interesting and attractive, and I figured it out for sure when I was in sixth grade. It's something I knew, not something I chose.
Ew, you fucked a girl in sixth grade, dirty whore. Ew.
Hot.
Hammy makes a good point. He says bisexual just means you're greedy. You want both.
Yeah. Which one of you is the man in the relationship?
You skipped number eight.
Oh, sorry.
Number eight is really infuriating
number
knowing
eight.
What she looks like.
Number eight. You like girls? What a waste.
Yeah, no one has ever said that to her.
It's not
well, her response is, thank you?
No, you know what they've said? You like girls? Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
no
good.
One has ever said what a waste to her.
No.
No one.
And you know what? She's never. You know what she does say? When someone says, I'll throw away the case, she goes, no, I'll eat it. It's just a waste. So that, and also, you know what else is really big? Oh, no, you know what they say to her? What a waste, like how big her waist is. What a waste!
She's a fat bitch.
Then they spelled
she's
it wrong.
Confused.
Uh-huh. Number nine. Which
what percent? Real quick. What?
12.
Poll. Like what percentage of
polls
lesbians became that way because they couldn't get guys? Because the majority of lesbians I've seen are just mannish, ugly looking women.
We're supposed to answer that?
Yeah. Wait, what do you guys think? What do you think the over under is?
I don't know what I don't know, bigot Dutch. Let me think.
Not much.
So I'm asking. I didn't say there was.
I don't even understand the question.
Maybe the only ones that are in jail and they're forced to.
What percentage of women go gay because they can't get a man?
You don't
and they
go gay.
They,
you're
some kind
born
of
that way.
Yeah, I don't think you've heard of a woman called Lady Gaga, Dutch. Mm-hmm. They're born that way. It's not a choice.
Look at you with the hip reference.
I'm so proud of Joe. I'm so proud right now.
He's doing
Yay,
so great.
You're out of the 90s.
He just made a Lady Gaga reference. Royce,
yes,
did you hear that Lady Gaga reference Joe just
life.
Made?
Ah, sweet mystery of life that lasts by. All right.
It's not a music thing. I just stay up to date on my poets.
What? Which one of you is the man in the relationship?
Me.
The one with the penis.
The one with the bigger penis.
Neither. That's kind of the point. My girlfriend can restring my guitar and put together an IKEA bookcase in 20 minutes by herself. Yeah, because she's probably dudish. But does it make her any less of a woman? It kind of does. It just means she has superpowers. No, it doesn't. Unless her superpowers is eating box, then yes, she has superpowers.
I don't know what she wrote and what you're editorializing.
Is that a superpower?
I don't know, because it's both just as fucking ridiculous.
Is eating box really a superpower? Like,
I mean,
no. How do you,
if you're good at it.
It's not a negative.
No, it's like...
It's my mouth. Mm-hmm.
It's just like playing the piano. Okay. Practice.
With your tongue.
Yeah. Like anything else.
I do like, the ABCs with my tongue.
Like riding a bike.
Hey. Oh, yeah. All right. Sweaty.
Because once you learn, you never forget.
Mm-hmm. And no, sometimes you do it with a chain.
Never forget.
And sometimes you use a tandem one.
And sometimes you need a 12 gear.
It's probably just... And then they have the beach ones that only are 1 year, and they're comfortable seats, but they're really hard to get up hills.
And sometimes you have a basket, and you want to put a little kitten in
it. It's probably just an experiment, is the last one. Maybe or maybe
what
I'm...
What kind of mitt?
Maybe or Spearmint. Maybe I'm super in love with this girl and we've been dating and no guy will have me for 3 years and counting. But please don't assume it's a phase just because it's something different. Trust me, I look like a narwhal because clearly I trust you enough to talk about this. On a different note, the best response I got was bisexual. Like David Bowie, my mom is amazing. No, she's not. Your mom is just sad. And at least you're still giving her a 50% chance you might have a grandkid.
Right.
She was just recently watching The Labyrinth. That's
now,
all.
Now, if she was hot, I'd be all body with her, you know, but she's not.
Can we please stop saying that?
Do you think Bobby Bowden ever said that?
Yeah, Bobby Bowden's body. Marie, would you like to? I want another EXO Jane one because I feel like we're not getting all the women on board right now.
You're right. We need to reach out to a different subsect of women.
Demographic.
A different demo, so to speak.
Wait, you guys want a different demographic of women? I got one right here.
Okay, you know what, Sean? And we'll go back to that.
We'll
Marie.
Bounce?
Yeah, we'll bounce.
We'll do that because, I mean, we want to switch it up.
Throw the ball to Sean.
Because these women...
There you go, Sean.
Oh!
Balls in your court.
Oh.
Balls in your court.
I'm so bad at this.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Woman, 25.
Now, what's a woman?
A woman is a person with a vagina.
Oh.
Yeah. Woman, 25, left her two kids in unattended car while she performed sex act on boyfriend.
Now,
this is the third thing I'm crossing off Cousin Joe show prep for tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Now, Joe.
You're welcome.
Now, Joe.
Are we stealing all your shit?
Sorry, Joe.
I'll do it anyway. I don't care. Go ahead.
Oh, that's funny.
This is great. This is a woman with priorities. I love this story.
She's hot, too, right?
Right?
Sorry. Mm.
A Louisiana... I'd let her blow me. Why not? A Louisiana woman left her two young...
Was she from Nolens?
She's from Louisiana.
What part? Nolens?
Suck my cock! I'll murder your family!
The big easy?
Are you done?
Riverboat gambling?
All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Louisiana
catfish
woman...
Catfish noodling?
Louisiana woman...
Crawfish shaddies?
Left her two young children...
Pole boys! Bayous and such!
Can I get to this hottie over here?
Sorry. You lost me, crawfish daddies.
Hush puppies.
Crawfish. Because either crawfish or crawdads, not crawfish daddies.
Someone Jambalaya.
I'm lost.
We're talking about Nolens.
A Louisiana woman left her two young children unattended in her SUV.
To get a ham sandwich.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Holy Christ.
While she performed oral sex on her boyfriend in his vehicle around 12:30 a.m. Friday, police report. Princess Marks, 25.
No.
Princess no. Marks, 25. No,
that's not a real name, though.
Princess
Sean.
Marks.
Sean. No, Sean, what was her real name?
Stop fucking around, bro. What's your name?
Reportedly admitted to some parish sheriff's office deputies that she was unable to see her children, aged 7 and 5, while she was... pleasuring her boyfriend in the parking lot of a Lake Charles store.
What store? I'm going to guess Walmart.
Probably. She looks like a Walmart employee. Cops found the children inside the SUV, which was not running and had its windows down.
Well, at least the windows were down.
Yeah, at least she cracked it a little.
Responsible.
It's not bad.
Marks was booked into...
She's both saving gas and letting them breathe.
Marks was booked into jail and later released after posting $5,000 bond on the
James
felony
Bond.
Account. Following her collar, Mark's offspring
was. What's wrong with her collar?
Collar.
Ah.
No, nothing. She's a white girl.
Oh, okay.
Mark's offspring
really?
Were placed
in New Orleans?
Yeah. No, well, Lake Charles.
Which is
what is that supposed to mean?
It's a different part. It's north, further north. More
po' boy sandwiches.
There's more white people. And west, it's like by the Texas
Blues.
Her beau, whom investigators did not identify, was not arrested. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not.
Now you get out of here, you witch.
She was blowing a guy in a parking lot, mm-hmm. and she went to jail. That's wrong.
Was she wearing gator shoes?
I don't.
Sorry.
I don't know. Where is this?
She
blew a guy.
Are the kids dead?
Tags, oral sex, Louisiana, bad moms, child neglect, in case anybody wanted
are the
to
kids,
know.
So the kids are not dead?
No, the kids are dead, and they died in the car, as they should.
No.
That's not what that says.
No.
Oh, no, they were placed in the custody of family members. Okay.
In Family Matters. No, they were just watching Family Matters.
God, that girl looks like Mary.
Right? A little bit.
Well, I have to see the back of her head to see if she's bald.
Why are her eyebrows...
Ooh, she does.
Why are her eyebrows dying?
Whoa! Up here.
Her eyebrows are diving from her pupil balls. All what is going on?
Oh my
on?
God! You're right. Her. You know what it looks like? It looks like her eyebrows are trying to escape on her nose. She's like, I'm getting out of here.
No, her eyebrows.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Her eyebrows look like they're windshield wiping their face.
You're right.
Why is one bigger than the other?
You have a girlfriend?
Hey, Rain-X face.
You look like you're
blowing somebody in Walmart.
What?
What?
Blowjobs?
Oh my goodness. She had two kids.
I'd still fuck her, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I put it in her.
She has her mouth together like she has braces.
Maybe.
Yeah. I have a somewhat related question. It reminded me. I had this girlfriend. How long ago doesn't matter. But tell me if this would not be a complete turnoff.
Sure.
For a blowjob, right before, she would go, so do you want blowies? And I would just...
Are you going to blow milk bubbles in my ass?
I swear to God.
I just want to say no.
Joe, I swear to God, I was going to, as a joke, be like, we refer to hear them on the show here as blowies when you said the word blowjob. And then I was like, you know what? That's lame. I'm not going to say that out loud. And then you said that.
Dude.
Wow. Blowies? Yes, that's lame.
Is that not like, is there another term to make your cock soft?
Well, I mean, I prefer to call them blowjes.
That's nice.
Well, maybe in France. I
prefer
that.
A girl just to be dirty and be like, I want to put that dick in my mouth right now. That like, was, yes, you can.
That was clean.
That reminds me.
God damn it. Fuck.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll take some heat off you now, Dutch. I mentioned to you guys off the air last week. I never told it on my show, and I didn't on Brain, so I'll just tell it now. Fuck it. And then I'll tell it again tomorrow night. I was in a situation, I think last week, where I was with this girl down here in the studio or on the couch, and I've been drinking for like I was on a bender, of course. So I wasn't exactly rock hard, right? I was like kind of going in and out.
Right.
So she sits on my face, and I mean her pussy, and she goes, I don't know where she goes, yeah, do you like to be dominated? And I'm like busy. I'm just going along with the flow. And she goes, yeah, you eat that cunt, you little bitch. And I'm kind of like slowing down, my tongue going, what the fuck? Okay, I keep going. Next thing, I get smacked in my face. She fucking full swung like she's... And then the other side...
You smack your face off of your face.
Okay. Like really fucking hard. And I didn't stop her, which is...
Kind of a turn on, right?
Weirding me out a week later, kind of.
No, dude, that's a good girl. No, dude, you want to stick with that kind of a girl because she's into some dirty shit. That's awesome.
You know what? I like dirty shit that's good, but that just screams I'm a submissive faggot.
No, it doesn't.
You're
not.
It's because she would never treat you like that in public. It's only when no one else is around she's able to do that kind of thing.
That's fucking hot.
That is so hot.
Really?
Dude.
Yeah. That's good for you.
So it's okay. Does that kind of turn me on?
Yes.
Yes, because it's not that you have to be the sub the entire time. She probably wants.
No one's telling you to fucking take a strap on.
Joe.
She's just into violent shit.
Joe.
I am.
Joe.
I'm telling you to take a strap on.
Joe.
Yes.
Let me put it to you in the way that you will understand and feel comfortable with it and get excited about it.
Ooh.
You are a man that likes to dominate women on a regular basis. You know, you're the dominant. You're the one in control, and that's how you like.
I have the cock.
Yeah. Right. So usually the woman is submissive. You're usually the one that's dominant. Now, if you wanted to, you know, do the dirty thing, do the wrong thing, do the thing that's, you know, not okay, the bad
taboo
thing. Yes.
Taboo thing. All right.
That's the thing where you have to get dominated by the woman.
So, there's nothing wrong with that. That's
there's
that is the hottest
nothing
thing
wrong with it.
Or women.
I love that.
Because it's really? It's not a matter of the fact that you couldn't overtake her if you wanted to. It's the matter of the fact that you're letting her.
Yes.
Oh,
you're
okay.
allowing her to do that. So,
oh, dude, yeah. It's nothing, fuck your ego. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
And in fact, the next time, yep. the next time that happens, where Jeez. She starts getting a little, let her do that for, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes. Let her think she has the upper hand and then just totally flip her over.
Right. Mm. Yeah, and then punch her really, really hard.
In the back of the head.
Beat the ever-living shit out of her.
Just fucking murder her. Wait, what?
And then call me. I'll help you bury the bodies, whatever.
Yeah, that's what buddies do. But no, dude, that is fucking hot. You gotta hold on. Is she a redhead?
No.
Okay. Every redhead I've ever been with has that side of them. Like, they're very, like, sweet, loving, you know, caring, you know, girls in public, but behind closed doors. Like, I always imagine that Sherry beats the shit out of Mitch when they fuck.
Oh,
I
yeah.
would assume
absolutely.
So.
Like,
she's the
yeah.
sweetest, nicest girl in the world. Like, last night when we were on the show, I looked over the camera and I got disgusted because I saw Sherry putting her head on Mitch's shoulder. But you know
Aww.
That it's fucking 50 Shades of Grey the second that thing gets closed, and he's not gray.
50 Shades
like,
of Boring.
He's getting his ass dominated.
Right, because Mitch is a man of Literally. War that saw some shit, and he likes to just get taken advantage of from time
exactly.
to time.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
They like to play, you know, terrorist, soldier, beheading type shit. It's really weird.
What? Yeah. Again, real quick, I did not expect this kind of reaction.
Why?
Reaction.
You know, you understand the people you're...
too much, and I was, like, half-hard, and the thing that got me rock hard was a girl smacking my face.
Do you realize that, like, dude, I've been looking for another girl like this for years.
Really?
Okay, you know, dude, I had one of those girls. I've had two of those type of girls in my lifetime. And I screwed it up, and obviously, you know, they're doing their own thing now.
Now, was it something like this? I can't imagine this is something you would ask a girl to do, or have
It wasn't a consistent basis. It was just every once in a while when she was in the mood, she just would want to punch me in the face and call me a faggot.
No, but I mean, like, okay, wait, I'm going to get back to that in a second. But I mean, this whole thing, would you be the one to instigate it and say, like, hey, this is what I'm into, or would she just do it?
You have to ease into it if you're a dude. With a girl, you can just jump right in.
It's better if she just does it without having to ask.
Right.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure. But okay. But wait, she would call you a faggot when she punched you?
She did once, yeah.
That's
it was
awesome.
A girl in college. She punched me in the face and called me
That's fucking hot.
I
would have
came
hot.
Immediately.
Yeah, I would have came. That's fucking hot.
Wow.
What she said was she said, fuck me, you faggot.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hot.
That's fucking
like
hot,
conflicted.
Dude.
I get why.
That's not. Shut up. Don't be conflicted. Who cares?
Stop with your ego. Shut
it's
up.
It's not an ego thing. It's, I don't
yes,
know.
It is.
It is an ego thing. It is. It's
just
what it
let
is.
Go, Joe. Is. Just let go.
You'll get, dude, you'll just keep going down the path. It gets
dude,
more
you
fun.
You got to, dude, the rabbit hole gets even better.
The rabbit hole, just, yes.
Dude, your butthole gets looser.
Do not question it. Just run. Just go full force.
Before you know it, someone's riding you and you're jerking off a strap on. Before you know it.
It happens, bro. And it's a good time.
Sometimes
I wouldn't mind being in that position. All right,
it's not a bad one. It's not.
Dude, just like that Oasis song. I'm gonna roll with it.
You do not get rid of this girl by any stretch of imagination. Keep her close.
You hang on to her and you encourage her.
That is a goddamn gem.
It's just a friend that has a boyfriend.
You give her bad ideas.
Hold on loosely, bro.
Yeah.
But don't let go.
See.
Speaking of hanging on loosely, I was cyberbullied for being a black feminist.
But that's weird. You're white Armenian.
Yeah. Your last name's Lopez. Which
it's odd.
One.
It's confusing on a lot of fronts. I get that, guys.
Okay, so what did Awkward Black Chick do?
Maria Lopez. That was my joke from earlier?
I know. And so I stole
it. You totally just stole
it. I totally stole it from you.
I
if
hate
you don't
you
say
so
it on air, it's mine, homie.
No, that's not.
If you don't say watch this.
It's true. If you don't say
I
it
am the master of the board. Now Sean no longer exists.
Did you plagiarize Sean right to his face?
Yeah, right. It's right
oh,
to
my
his
gosh.
Face. Right
I hate
face.
My life.
How about this, Sean? Start paying rent. You want to get your
Joe? Hey, Joe. Uh-huh. Hey, Joe. Joe.
Hey, you don't have to take it to that level. Like,
yes,
fun,
you know what? That's a good point. I want to get paid in hilarious jokes.
No. Jesus.
I was just saying it's a nice form of payment.
You're like Jeffrey Ross, except people.
Maybe that was a little mean.
Sean, you're like Jeffrey Ross, except people still want to listen to you.
Sean's a go, Joe.
I was going to apologize. Sorry.
No, don't do that.
I was going to call Sean a bum dog millionaire.
Marie, if you would like to read about the black feminist that was upset from XOJ.com.
I'd like to hear it.
Why don't you read about Awkward Black Girl, Marie?
Well, see, that's why, my would you, joke. Why would you steal Royce's joke?
Said that.
That's no, my joke.
But it was my I
don't believe that's
but
true.
I said it like 3 hours ago when
I
you sent the prep.
I didn't hear it when you said
because well, you weren't here.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Angry.
I enjoy.
Yuki heard it. Come here, Yuki.
The dog cannot verify.
Come here, girl. Come here. Tell the listeners that I said the thing that I said that Roy stole
from you. The dog's not going
to
be able to
Sean,
do that,
are you talking to a dog?
Yuki!
This is what happens to him.
Nobody's supporting him.
You know the worst part is Yuki's not even coming towards her.
She's not. Money. She's just laying in the middle of the floor like a fucking fat whore.
Does Yuki just ignore you?
She ignores everybody except Marie.
Yeah.
She loves me.
Joel, you could walk right into the house. She would look at you and lay back down.
Well, Royce was all concerned that Yuki's going to rip my throat out.
No, when, yeah, she will rip everyone's throat out.
No,
yeah.
But
do not walk into
Don't tell them.
Anywho, I enjoy taking the occasional selfie and posting it to Instagram.
Ooh, I take plenty of selfies.
We know.
When?
When I had...
I'm going to take one right now and post it.
But we're doing a show.
I know. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a show selfie.
Let me take a selfie.
Show selfie.
When I had an account, I was addicted to it and genuinely enjoyed how I could take pictures of my food, my adorable cat, and the places I visited.
And my penis.
I am also a proud black feminist. So I often posted photos in the feminist tag. One day, I was street harassed.
First, let me take a selfie.
What the fuck was that?
It's awesomeness.
Selfie.
Selfie photo.
You don't know the song?
No, I don't.
Oh my god!
The Chainsmokers, like bro. What's
it's
wrong with
so
you?
So hot in the gay
clubs. I feel
clubs.
Like I'm in Encino Man with Joe, and we just have to bring Brandon Fraser back into the modern times.
You got to come to the gay clubs with us, Joe.
Come on, dance with me, Joe. Joe, this makes us want to take our clothes off. Come dance with us.
I'm not wearing a shirt anyway.
See, that's how you get enticed into the songs. All right, anywho.
It kind of worked.
Exactly. That's all it takes. One day, I was street harassed while walking to a friend's house.
Street harassed?
Harangued.
As opposed to car harassed or boat harassed or
plane harassed?
Train? I hate when I get scooter harassed.
Rollerblading harassed?
That's the worst.
That you deserve it if ever. Yeah.
This time, I think it's going to work. I decided to combine my love of feminism with my love of selfies by taking a picture of my disgusted face right then and there. I thought if guys who harass women on the street saw how uncomfortable it makes us, then maybe they would think twice before doing it again. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Doubtful.
That is what she's trying to...
I made a classic da fuck face.
Da fuck?
And she spelled it D-A-F-U-Q.
Yeah, that's da fuck.
Da fuck.
No,
da
it's
fuck?
Not, though. I don't understand that. It's da fuck you. That's how it sounds when you read it. I know it means da fuck, but it doesn't make sense.
I post the defunk face because I like to bring da noise and defunk.
You sound it out. It's da fuck you. It doesn't make sense.
She looks like a turtle.
Well, anyways, I posted the picture in the chat. Of the pictures she posted under the hashtag feminism and the hashtag can you not.
Who's harassing that? Who's harassing?
Dead ass. Like I don't know. Carl. Maybe John is. Hey, John, were you harassing dead ass?
As a matter of fact, I was. She was Norwegian and I was helping her put on a 3mm wetsuit before I left.
Hot.
Roy, she looked like a canary.
I am.
Fucking idiot.
Tweet, motherfucker. Tweet.
What do you mean, why would I post that? Because my awesome selfies?
Look at how dumb his face is.
Look at my face,
first,
awesome.
Let me take a selfie.
No.
That's going to be your head to rest the
are we
job.
Not?
Yes. That's the problem.
All right. So she posted the picture, hashtag feminism, hashtag can you not.
Hashtag hot mess.
A few friends liked the picture, and I honestly thought that it was the end of it.
Come here and tell them about my joke from earlier. Come here.
No, stop harassing the dog.
Fucking idiot.
Come here, Yuki.
She looks so sad, and now she's just walking away.
Oh, God, you're useless. Useless.
An hour after I posted the picture, I received a weird message from a stranger's account. The message basically said, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but someone stole that
picture.
But
you have inherited $1 million UK. If you could please help me transfer it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just read the other end of that sentence.
Do I have to give you my social?
Well, I haven't.
I don't know how comfortable
Sean,
I am.
Sean, we all have your social.
Why?
No reason.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Don't even ask.
No.
Was it say, Marie?
The message that she got from a stranger said, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but someone stole that one picture of you and posted it in this Facebook group called Relationship Talk 2.0. I thought it was a joke. Who would cyberbully me? A lowly Instagram poster.
Why is it cyberbullying?
Because she's
like
a cunt.
Street harass.
She's making up words.
Is
like
she?
Equality and feminism.
No, those are real words.
Are you sure?
Those are real
I've
words.
I've never heard of them.
All right, so I posted the picture of what her photo was taken. I went on Facebook
Ew!
And looked at the group. I scrolled down and
where's
there was
the rest of the junkyard gang?
Ha!
Mush mouth.
Sorry.
Would you, Royce, since you're so excited, would you care to read what the caption is underneath her photo that they stole?
This creepy guy thought it would be nice to stop his car in front of me and tell me that I looked good today.
That's not creepy. That's called being nice.
Polite. It wasn't.
I thought you were going to say delusional. No one told her she looked good.
I gave him this face. LOL. Hashtag not cool. Hashtag, hold on, let me make this bigger.
Well, hashtag, I'm a stuck up cunt.
You're reading what she already posted. Yeah. Read what's underneath it. In the relationship talk 2.0 comment. There's only one, but.
Why is this terrible looking bitch complaining?
That is awesome. I love Mike Jones.
But you know what? First off, Mike Jones is an American hero. But secondly, this guy pulled up next to her and said, "You look nice." He wasn't catcalling. He wasn't saying nice ass. He was saying, "Hey, you look nice." Is that really bad? Like, and seriously, I'm not even saying.
Especially in her case, she should be like, that should have made her year.
Hey, girl.
He actually said hood? Yeah.
Hold on. Like, hold on.
Unless you want to get shanked.
Here's the thing. If he actually said something offensive, she would have quoted what he said. What she said is, "Tell me that I look good today." Like, that's pretty much what I'm assuming what he said. How is that?
Something what are you trying to say? I look good today. What are you trying to explain that?
And that picture of herself with that look on her face, it just...
The fuck face?
The fuck?
Here's the thing. It never happened, and she was just trying to, like, do something because she was like, no one has commented on anything I've done. Let me see if I can.
I need attention.
She looks like Filbert the Turtle from Rocko's Modern Life.
Agreed. Right.
Which one? The white chick with the fat belly that smells?
No,
she has Stephen A. Smith hairline, too. Her hair is running away from her forehead.
Whoa. Shall I read on as she reacts to her?
With where we just went.
What was that from? Because that was amazing.
Stephen A. Smith. Just in a plan again, Dutch. I'm sorry. Please, you have to. Please.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Oh, fuck. I wish I thought of taking that
and
lift.
Now
perfect.
You know what, Marie? We can keep going, but now this is too good of a segue. Stephen A. Smith is in the news here. Sean, you have the story?
ESPN has suspended Stephen A. Smith from its TV and radio airwaves for a week following his controversial comments about Baltimore running back Ray Rice's wife, according to Sports Illustrated.
Mario Chalmers shouldn't have hands in the fourth quarter.
What did he do? What did he say? Why was he suspended? What happened? What happened?
The NFL suspended Rice for 2 games and it was a hotly debated topic.
Now Beans doesn't know where to be.
Stephen A. threw gasoline on the fire, suggesting on First Take that Rice's then-fiancée, Janae Palmer, could have done something to prevent last year's alleged domestic violence incident in an Atlantic City elevator.
Yes and no. Did you guys actually hear the clip?
No, do you have it? If you have it, play
it. Dude, it's like a 5-minute thing. But I'll sum it up. Basically, in a Stephen A. Smith way of going about it, him and Skip Bayless, by the way, if you guys don't know who he is. No, these two dudes are on a show called First Take, and they just basically debate sports topics, and they just blowhards, whatever. It's an entertaining show.
I'm going to hang up and let you answer.
All right.
Leg bye, bro.
But anyway. He was basically going around, and they were getting into the topic of domestic abuse because of the whole Ray Rice thing. So he didn't really explain it the greatest way, but I knew what he was getting at. And the fact that, like, as far as violence goes, it's you should try and protect yourself at all times from violence. But the way he worded it was you should recognize not to put yourself in a situation with a violent person. And people took it as, that it's the girl's fault if they get hit part of the time.
Well, I don't think you really said it was the girl's fault. He was pretty much saying don't instigate.
Well, that's how people took it is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
I knew what he was saying, but how the majority. So go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, man. You just, if you're a chick, you got to do what you got to do to make sure that you don't get beat up. If you do the dishes on time and dinner's nice and warm.
I don't think that's what.
That's how I do.
Yep.
Then,
what did he say, though?
Then I'm not going to slap you around.
Your editorial, Sean.
Oh, did he?
Or were you talking to the dog again? Why don't you just read the fucking article?
Tukers, come here, sweetheart.
Stop blaming the dog.
All right, what I've tried to...
I like how bossy Joe is right now.
What?
Yeah, seriously, are you on your period? Do you got menses?
Who's talking to you, and when did you join this?
Menses.
You're very bossy.
Mensa.
Did you join Mensa?
My pal, Sean.
No, you're all. Bossy.
No, I was joking with Sean.
No, you're bossy.
Oh,
yeah, all right, so
apparently, Sean, read the story.
Some bitch at ESPN didn't like what he had to say, so
most
she got,
bitches don't like what men have to say.
Well, yeah, because she's got her panties on backwards or something. I don't know. It's fucking.
I don't know why bitches can't put their panties on the right.
And
way.
Then, so this bitch at ESPN was like, "Oh my God, Stephen A. Smith said some ignorant shit," and then Sue
Beadle,
right? Because she's a cunty McCunterson,
and she's on NBC Sports now. She regrets it because she doesn't have 1/10 of the viewers ESPN had. Yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah, I know. She's fantastic. Anyway,
she's back on ESPN. She's back on Sports Nation. You didn't know that?
No, she's still cunt.
No, I really
brought her back.
Soon afterwards, Smith unleashed another ill-conceived rant on Twitter during his first attempt at an apology, reiterating in response to Beadle on Friday. But what about addressing women on how they can help prevent the obvious wrong being done upon them? Oh, okay. So, yeah, just women, you know, do stuff to prevent yourselves from getting beat up.
Wear like one of those big sumo suits, like, you know, that have you ever seen on TV?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's funny.
That'll help because then you have to get through a lot of layers before it hits you.
Right.
I would definitely do that. That's
probably
a good
won't
one.
Bruise.
No.
And if you hit a chick in the stomach, like if you hit a chick in the abdomen, she's not going to bruise anyway.
Or do what we were talking about earlier, like what that chick did to Joe. Just call him a faggot and slap him. That way, like you
no,
out
for
him.
No, that was Dodge. She
that
called
me.
Whatever.
She called me a
You're
faggot. Right.
I'm sorry.
She called me a bitch, I apologize. Actually.
Right.
Oh, you kind of are.
Tell her to call you a faggot. It's hot.
You sissy bitch.
Let her alpha you first. That way, then right. You don't want to hit her because she's like, oh, I'll let her hit me.
Alpha me in the butt. Yeah.
Whoa. Mm.
What? Yeah. On Friday, speaking right here on First Take on the subject of domestic violence, I made what can only amount to the most egregious error of my career. I love Stephen
and
A.
that
Smith.
Was sitting next to Skip Bayless, and his spray tan got in my eyes, and now I can't see that
egregious.
Well.
Egregious. 98% of his followers Googled the word egregious.
Then they named, and three of them named their kids that.
Yeah.
Hey, old man, egregious, man. You ever close that door? Hi, Daddy.
My words came across that it is
I
somehow
have
a woman's
audio
fault.
Of him reading
hit it.
What you're reading,
hit
unless
it.
You want
to. Hit it. No, you play.
No,
it.
I don't want to do it anymore. Morning.
On Friday, speaking right here on First Take on the subject of domestic violence, I made what can only amount to the most egregious error of my career.
What
while
did that nigga just say?
Reports concerning the NFL's ruling versus Ray Rice, filing a domestic dispute with his then-fiancée, I ventured beyond the scope of our discussion by alluding to a woman's role in such heinous matters, going so far as to use the word provoke in my diatribe. My words came across that it is somehow a woman's fault.
Tribe
this
called
was
Quest.
Not my intent.
So, did you guys actually hear any of the bit? Like I said, it's like an 8-minute thing.
Yeah,
no,
I haven't
heard.
He made a Tribe Called Quest reference, and
yeah, he said Diet Tribe, man. I've been trying to go on that Nordic track.
What I was trying to say, yet the failure to clearly articulate something different lies squarely on my shoulders.
Because
to say what I actually said
anything.
Was foolish is an understatement. To say I was wrong is obvious. To apologize, to say I'm sorry. Doesn't do the matter its proper justice, to be quite honest.
By the way, if you're going to apologize, that's the way to do it, man. He's a very well-spoken gentleman.
Yeah.
But dude, it sounds like he's reading from a paper.
Dude, that's Stephen A., man. If you watch that show at all, that's how he...
Really?
Frank Caliendo has a whole bit about, like, the fact that, you know, you were talking about the whole egregious thing earlier. He's like, he'll use words that no one has used since, like, the Gregorian era. And you're going, did he just make two words up and put them together?
No, they're real words.
Man, yeah, I don't know what you just said, man, but you're special. Touch the nigga's heart, man.
No, he's a very well-learned man. So
very well-spoken, very articulate.
But I do sincerely apologize. As a man raised by the greatest mother in the world and four older sisters, I've religiously spoken out against domestic violence all of my life. I've done so repeatedly over 20 years in this business, as well as over these very airwaves right here on First Take. My primary reason for doing so is because I've experienced and dealt with the matter within my own family.
I beat the shit out of my fucking wife.
I did an incredibly poor job of asserting my point of view this past Friday. For that, again, I am truly, truly sorry.
So that was.
But it don't really make a difference because they suspended him, even though
for a week.
What really aggravates me is like people that like sincerely apologize, they still lose their fucking job. It's like I want
he's
you
not
to
losing anything, dude.
But I'm just saying in general, like the person that gets offended, they're saying this shit just so they can humiliate the person and then also lose their fucking job.
Well, okay, yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, that definitely happened. But as far as this goes, it's like the oldest radio trick in the book. Back in the day when shock jocks were still a normal thing, you would line up your quote suspensions with your vacation time. He was due for a vacation, and then the state and ESPN was like, "Oh shit, you have a vacation next week. This is what we're gonna do. You take a vacation now. We're going to
suspend you because you said something ignorant."
Quote, suspend you to quell this fire. It's all a PR move.
Oh, absolutely.
Whoa. Why Puerto Ricans have to do with anything?
Yeah, seriously.
Because they're disgusting, obnoxious creatures that shouldn't be allowed
to
exist.
They really are.
They steal your hubcaps.
Always need baths.
Yes, disgust. They smell weird.
Everyone needs baths.
Puffing their goddamn chest out. No, but more often.
You guys are basically think all Puerto Ricans are like the loco,
the four locos.
they're very El Loco.
The locos from Short Circuit 2?
Yes.
Because that's not what they're like. They're not like that.
I imagine the Jets and the Sharks from West Side Story.
Really?
Yeah, one of them are spicky.
What about Benny and the Jets?
All the way. Sorry.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich on them, Dutch.
What's your favorite musical, Dutch? The Talking Now on Hippo Juice. Ham sandwich. That's his favorite musical.
Well, that's my favorite musical.
Loser in mystery of life, at last I found me.
I like this.
I would have to say...
Dicks. Cats.
No, probably Oklahoma.
That's a good one.
Ooh, no, Music Man, because that one's actually really, really funny.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, no, Book of Mormon, that's even funnier.
Oh, yeah, way better.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, no, Rent, AIDS.
Oh no, Spam-a-Lot, Monty Python.
Oh wait, no, Starlight Express.
Nobody saw that.
Cannibal the Musical.
Yes.
So we're just could you name
is there a follow-up to that? I don't know why you're asking.
AIDS. Musical?
Well, you asked me what my favorite musical was.
I was just curious.
Les Misérables.
No, that's not how it's pronounced.
Would you say you were bi-curious?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have a top muffin top.
Oh, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Does that count?
Hot.
That's not a well, it got turned into a musical, but I think it started as a movie, right?
You're a musical.
Well, the movie was a musical movie.
Yeah. Doesn't
you
that count?
Fucking, you uneducated.
Sound of Music. Sound of Julie Music. Andrews.
Yes. Up top. Von Trapps.
Same time.
Do, wait, Chitty Chitty a bang, deer. Bang. A female deer.
Gay. A guy I'll blow on the weekend. Wait, is this?
See Sean blow that guy on the weekend.
Blowing a lot of guys on the weekend.
Well, I'll tell you this. The NYC Health Department is telling people to stop using fake weed.
Why?
Apparently, synthetic marijuana is a scourge of New York City, a nasty epidemic, according to the city's Department of Health.
Epidemic?
Use real weed instead.
That
the epidemic, like the definition of that word is like a widespread disease or some kind of thing that kills a lot of people. Like, why don't they just say a widespread Holocaust?
At least it's not a birdemic.
That sounds scary.
Shock and terror.
What you do is I make birds smoke spice, and then I make them fly and attack people.
That's sinister, bro.
The desperate plea for the public's attention was made on Sunday after health officials became aware of 15 people that had been treated over a three-day span in a local emergency room for severe adverse effects of synthetic marijuana. And while those numbers in the city with a population of over 8 million may not sound like a real cause for alarm, health officials insist synthetic cannabis continues to flood the area hospitals and the popularity is becoming more widespread. So you know what will fix this problem?
Legalizing real weed. Stuff?
Wouldn't that fix it?
It would.
Is this the stuff that you see in the back
in the
of
gas stations.
Magazine?
In gas stations.
In gas stations.
Oh, okay.
Like, have smokes and spice.
No, don't do it. It's awful. Don't do it.
The department has seen a 220% increase in emergency department visits related to synthetic cannabis in 2014. In 2012, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation making synthetic weed illegal in the state of New York. Oh, that'll stop it.
Way to go, bitch.
Because, you know, pot's illegal there. Nobody smokes it. A move that some attributed to horror stories that portrayed by the media. We are banning the sale of synthetic marijuana because no matter what you call it, it's clear that it's an illegal drug, which is putting the health of New Yorkers, especially young adults, at risk.
Like heroin.
Right. Or pretentiousness. Although synthetic...
Why are you taking swings at Dutch?
Or large sodas.
And sugar and salt.
Well, sugar does activate the same part of the brain as
wrong
cocaine.
Governor, not a mayor.
Chairs in the middle of Times Square.
Although synthetic marijuana is manufactured to stimulate. Yeah, but you know what? New York State's the only place where the mayor of a city will tell the governor, go fuck your face. I do what I want. Although synthetic marijuana is manufactured to stimulate the effects of natural cannabis, the drug is known to be extremely unpredictable and can often come with devastating side effects if you're a bitch. In fact, High Times reports on a study last month that in the journal Psychiatry that found synthetic weed contributed to a horrific case of catatonic psychosis.
And the munchies.
Another study published in January 2014 found that in emergency rooms across Denver, but Denver...
Is the last dinosaur.
Can't you just get...
She's right.
He's my friend and a whole lot more.
He's my friend and a whole lot more.
Got him.
But Denver has legal pot. Why would they be even smoking this bullshit?
Well,
because people are dumb.
Were before.
But don't you have to be over 21 to buy... You have to be 21 or over to buy legal pot?
Yeah, I'm sure it's really...
So it's probably 18 to 20-year-old kids that are fucking...
Yeah, here it is 18 to buy that horseshit at gas stations.
Yeah.
K2 Spice, Green Giant, no matter what you call it, synthetic... before I continue, it's still got to be really easy to get pot, even if you're under 21 in Colorado. Be easy.
No matter where you are.
You guys are here. Anywhere. How easy was it for you?
For us, we walked into the store and said, I like this much pot, please, and they gave it to me for money.
Dude, sure, man.
They're over 21, though.
Anyway,
we got to start, doing that thing because, Hooter and Greenway or Footer and Greenway or whatever they're called. What are those faggots called?
The Red Show.
coming up right after us. And after that is the wonderful 360 on 420.
Just trying to do my show, man.
Tomorrow, make sure you stay tuned for the entire Cousin Joe show because there might be a surprise in it.
All 7 hours of it.
Joe, what's the surprise?
So basically,
tell us.
Royce is going to be on that show tomorrow.
No, I'm not.
No, we're actually going to a concert.
Yeah.
Well, what concert are you going to?
I'm
going to
watch Dirty.
Wow, you owe me a Coke.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Heads and Pepper.
Pepper and Heads.
Dirty Heads.
No, actually, my show's the only one this week that doesn't have an announcement on it. So, I mean, there's something special.
Special announcement. Tomorrow, I'll call in the Cousin Joe show.
Please don't.
Well, I mean, how much more talent do you have over there at the Cousin Joe show? Not a lot.
All right, guys. Anything we need to read before we go out? Because Red Show is next, or we just go out?
Fuck them.
Let's go. All right, guys. August 9th, Montclair, New Jersey.
Just Jake's. 1 to 4 p.m. tinyurl.com/NLRLive2.
The number two.
Ooh, I'm going to be at Warped Tour this weekend.
Nobody cares.
Listeners listen to the same kind of music. But listen to that. If you guys want me to ask any certain questions, I have a press pass. Just tweet me, Joel Dutch, on Twitter.
And make sure you do.
You want me to ask a certain question to a certain band, and I will ask any and all.
Hashtag ask Joel. Hashtag ask Joel. And make sure they're serious questions. He will ask them all. All right, guys, we're out of here.
Goodbye, my only friend. Oh. Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced.